Here is a look at your KLEM news for this Saturday afternoon. Lamar's has its first baby of 2019. Libby Marsha Bendixson was born Friday afternoon, January 4th, at 2:04 p.m. at Floyd Valley Healthcare of Lamar's. The New Year's baby weighed 6 pounds and 5 ounces and is 18 inches in length. The proud parents are Brian and Alyssa Bendixson of Lamar's. Dr. Donald Dodens was the attending physician. Libby is the sole child for the Bendixsons, as there's no other siblings to welcome her to the world. Officials say that an eastern Iowa man is the state's first flu-related death in the current influenza season. The Iowa Department of Public Health announced Friday that the first flu death was a man between the ages of 41 and 60 who had underlying conditions or contributing factors to his illness. The agency doesn't provide specifics about the flu victims, citing privacy requirements. Dr. Caitlin Pedatri, the department's medical director, says that after 10 weeks of low influenza activity in Iowa, there have now been an increase in activity in the past 3 weeks throughout the state. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that people older than 6 months should get the flu vaccine. Iowa's Republican governor and a Democrat who was just sworn in as state auditor on Wednesday met privately Friday afternoon. Governor Kim Reynolds tweeted afterwards that the two discussed ways that they could work together to better serve the people of Iowa. Sands says it was a meeting that he looked forward to.
The way I look at this is really simple. Iowans sent both of us. They are perfectly well aware that we belong to different parties, and yet here we both are. I think we have an obligation to focus on areas where we agree and can do good things and get those things done in order to serve the state.
The chairman of Iowa Republican Party has predicted that Sand will weaponize the auditor's office for political gain. Sand says that he promised voters that he would focus on finding new efficiencies in state government and cracking down on corruption.
I am so sick of people who will criticize someone simply because of their partisan affiliation. There was a press release from the Republican Party that called me an aspiring career politician. Chuck Grassley is the leader of their party. He has held elected office for 60 years, since 1959. Do you think they're going to call him a career politician? It's just ridiculous. It's why people hate politics. It needs to end.
Sand made his comments during taping of the Iowa Press, which aired on the Iowa Public Television. U.S. Department of Agriculture says it must delay the release of key crop reports due to the partial government shutdown. That announcement on Friday left investors and farmers without vital information during an already tumultuous time for agricultural markets. The USDA had planned to release the reports on January 11th, but said that even if the shutdown ended immediately, the agency would not have enough time to release the reports as scheduled. Grain market analyst Todd Holtman says that the situation will worsen if the shutdown continues. The lack of information comes amid the uncertainty of trade with China, where tariffs led to an abrupt drop in U.S. exports to the country. There were indications that China was beginning to resume purchases of U.S. crops, but because of the government shutdown, that's unclear as to what is happening. U.S. Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa has announced that she has been appointed to serve on 5 Senate committees that she claims are of great interest to Iowans. Ernst will again be on the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, as well as the Senate Armed Services Committee. Ernst has been appointed to sit on the Environment and Public Works Committee and the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee. But perhaps the most prestigious and most powerful committee that Ernst is a member of is the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Senate Judiciary Committee has broad jurisdiction over the U.S. Department of Justice, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation, a portion of the work of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. In addition, the Judiciary Committee has jurisdiction over the appointments of federal judges and Supreme Court justices, as well as immigration, commerce, trade, antitrust laws, intellectual property, internet privacy, protecting civil liberties, and amending the U.S. Constitution. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is making her first visit to Iowa as a likely presidential candidate. A visit on Friday and over the weekend is combining events at bars, community centers, and theaters with more intimate gatherings in private homes. For someone known for her ability to rouse crowds with her takedowns of Wall Street and President Donald Trump, the trip offers Warren a chance to forge more personal connections with Iowa activists and power brokers. Warren announced this week that she had formed a presidential exploratory committee and named key political staff hires with Iowa campaign credentials. Though it's Warren's first trip to the state, it gives her a head start as the first to begin organizing in a field expected to grow quickly and include more than a dozen prospects. We certainly have been enjoying the warm weather that we've been having here in January. An unusually warm weekend is still ahead for many Iowans, with forecasters calling for high temperatures in the mid-40s to mid-50s. For some cities, that's 25 degrees above normal. State climatologist Justin Glisson says it's a continuation of the weather that we've had during December, which averaged about 5 degrees warmer than normal statewide. Glisson says it was also a wetter month as well.
Statewide precipitation averaged about 2.09 inches, and that's about 3/4 of an inch above normal. And most of that precipitation fell as rainfall, not snow. In terms of snowfall itself, we were much below average, around 3 inches on the ground statewide, and typically we see about 8 inches.
Some Iowans haven't even fired up their snowblowers yet, or have they had the opportunity to toss one shovel full of snow. Looking ahead, Glisson says it's likely that warmer and wetter weather will continue for several more days.
Getting into the first full week of January, into the second week, we're slated to have temperatures well above average, which we don't see that typically in January. On the flip side of that, we do have an increased probability of precipitation over that time period.
Any precipitation that does fall over the upcoming 10 days or so will likely come down as a form in rain as opposed to snow. That is a look at your news here on KLAM.